Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Xite Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise, my name is Chris, and tonight I am joined in our lovely warm studio on what is episode 42 of the podcast. And tonight I am joined by not only one, but two. There they are. They're here. I butchered it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm joined by two very good
me.
Friends.
That was me. That was my bad. Do you want to do it again?
No. We're in it now. Yeah, cool. We're absolutely in it. I am joined by my dearest and most beloved friend, GMC Danny, and of course we have a a regular reoccurrence viewermanship of choice, Ryan Drew.
No, that's not how you say it.
No, no. I wanted to
let's take it.
What?
Let's run with it.
Okay, let's run with it. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, like, frequent viewers of the podcast might notice that we have a familiar face back. I probably should have just said that. That was brilliant.
That was perfect.
Yeah, go with that, D. Ryan Gamer.
Who the Ryan fuck is that guy?
Ryan True Gamer. Ryan Trader. He's here. This guy.
I'm not really here. I'm just, no. I don't know who that,
that was. That was a fucking shitstorm, dude.
That was the best intro we've done yet. God, seamless.
This is what happens when you do two podcasts so close to
I
each
know.
Other.
We didn't have time to recharge.
We didn't. Normally we have like a week, at least 6 days, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks.
Well, sorry.
We once had 2 months.
Yeah, we once took 2 months to prepare for a podcast, so you can understand how it's difficult only having 2 days.
Yeah. It's absolutely brutal. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me on what is the 3rd of March, 3rd of April, 20 a.m. all over the place tonight. It's gone to my head. We had such a good day. I want to start off, first of all, by saying a massive thank you to everybody who, at this point, has contributed to all our views accumulated over the past week from our last podcast. Stop. What? If you got something to say, D, just fucking say it. I'm not going to go through the next hour and a half thinking, what did he want to say? What is it?
Oh, it's funny the way you said it.
Never mind. Swear to God, D. Swear to God. We're in episode 42 now. You got to cut this shit out. All right? That's episode 15,
You're
16
right.
shit. All right?
It's on me.
Swear to God. Anyway. Yeah, we'd like to thank everybody who has...
It's the laugh challenge all over again.
I just got Ran. We're a hell of a lot more professional than this normally.
You know what it is? It's Ran. That's what it is.
It's putting
throwing,
me off.
I'm all throwing, it's all my fault.
Same thing happens when we have Sinker or Sean or Frank or anybody up here, really, to be honest.
The rhythm's gone. No, I'm trying to impress our guest, Chris. I'm trying to be funny.
He's trying to impress
I am him. Impressed.
You are impressed, yeah.
Very impressed.
I'm impressed too, to be fair. He's never usually this funny. but thank you to everybody who has helped us over the last, couple of weeks, but... what I'm saying now is thank you for the past week. It's been great.
Yeah, it has been great.
It's been great, yeah, absolutely.
We're getting views up the wazoo.
Views out the wazoo, dude.
Out the wazoo.
But it is episode 42. It's a brand new episode. And as always, we're going to begin with what the hell we've been getting up to. But D, since it's only been a short period of time since we last got together, there's probably not much point in even mentioning what we've been
up to. We could speculate what we're going to get up to in the rest of the week, but... They'll probably be hit and miss stuff like
yeah, it's absolute. Well, we have a big thing. By the time this one goes up, the people we will have just recorded the one with Dale Byrne.
Dale B Fitness. Yeah, we're gonna do a special another special guest.
So
we're gonna on the trot, two guests on the trot.
This is so weird because this is a Tuesday night. And our next podcast is Saturday, but our podcast go up on a Monday, and this one's going up first. It's inception of the podcast.
Inception.
It's all over the place. Anyway. Let's play catch up. Ryan, it's great to have you here. It's been such a long time from you've been here. Catch us up. Get us up to speed with what the hell has been going on in the world of Ryan True Gamer.
No. This is now where you like pan up and there's like a video, a VC, a VTR,
VCR
yeah,
playing.
And we'll do like a little, like the last 3 months
yeah.
of Ryan's life. You could just send us that video. That'd be
I hope you've been recording like I asked you. No, when was the last time you were here? It was like January?
I think it was January.
Yeah.
I think it was.
It's a long time, man.
It's a long time in the podcast gig.
In the podcast industry?
Yep.
It's like you're smoking a pipe.
Well,
D, he's impressed. Stop. Let it go. Smoking's not cool, man. Smoking's not cool.
It blows bubbles.
Oh. And that's really cool. Where'd you get it? What have you been getting up to, Ryan?
Oh, fuck, not much.
Oh, fuck.
It's literally been... What? Oh, God. No inappropriateness here.
God almighty.
No, but we're just normally so clean with our set, from, you know.
It's
a bit dusty.
How did that get there? Oh, not asking questions.
No questions.
Anyway, what have you been getting up to, Ryan? It's been
not much. Just the usual stuff. I kind of pushed out quite a few streams.
Nice. From the last time we met, I think the last time we spoke, though, you said that you were getting back into Fallout, I think. And then what was big at the time? I think you were playing PUBG. You were streaming PUBG the last we spoke.
Oh, I went off PUBG at that point.
Yeah, let's lead with that.
Yeah.
What happened to PUBG? And the Fortnite phenomenon.
You could say that. It just kind of like, you put so many hours into it, then you just fucking... You know the way fucking like Battle Royale games keep getting constant updates and stuff like that, so you have to keep changing the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that to change the game to where it was broken, because it's a flawless game, PUBG, but it's just too slow. Did that make sense?
No, it did.
PUBG, a flawless game. And yeah. Xbox,
like,
anyway,
like
so broken.
Oh, an Xbox, no.
Yeah. All like Xbox. As much as I hear.
But you're PC, Xbox, obviously. Yeah. Like, yeah. So
I can't say anything about the Xbox because I haven't played it. But it's still a preview on Xbox, so
it's on mobile now, and it's actually doing better.
Oh my god, I played that last week.
What's that like
on mobile? Oh my god, it is the most. It's the hardest thing ever.
Like. Is it? Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It runs so good.
Apparently, it runs better on mobile than it does Xbox.
Oh yeah, 60 FPS on mobile.
What?
I played ultra. I played all the high settings.
Like, that's crazy.
I have the iPhone 7, like, and oh my god, it was really good.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah,
at least they're doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got it right in mobile.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's pretty good out there.
Could you stream from your mobile? Do you think is that a thing? Do people stream from their mobiles? Use the webcam. Be clear. Every time you get excited, it's like.
To stream it, you would have to connect it to your laptop or computer.
Yeah.
I can make it work.
I could do that.
But it is fucking. It's complicated. Out there.
Fortnite now has a mobile app as well, which is so it does, in beta. Beta.
I think so.
Beta. Yeah. So, so you went off that stream. What did you go on to? Because I noticed that your stream started kind of tailoring off for a while.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, as I said, the D on the web, like streaming since 2018 started.
You said the D?
He did.
Just a wee.
No, that's fine.
You know what it is, Chris? you don't care enough to come on our little road trips that we have. You know? You don't care enough.
Shots fired. What do you have to say, Chris?
What can he say except that I'm right?
I got us that candle today.
Mary Berry.
It's a Mary Berry candle. Yeah.
I forget the last word that it is.
Like a fucking Yuletide carol. I don't know.
It's a different setup, isn't it? You really have to look a lot more that way.
It's weird, yeah, because normally I just.
You might actually be out of shot. No, you're good. You're good.
I hope I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so what happened to the streams that they started kind of dying off? Because you were balls to the wall at one point.
Yeah, but that's balls to the wall. That's one way of putting it.
Life happens, dude. Yeah. Life happens.
Right enough.
You can't control life.
You can't go full steam all the time, like, I suppose.
No.
No, you can't. There's a limit. I thought I would never, like, go
ease up
this, like, stage, because, like, I've been doing it for 2 years. It was 2 years and, it's April now, so it was the 9th or the 8th of March. It was my 2 year anniversary on Twitch.
Jesus. 2 years, man.
Yeah, like, when the day came, and I put the title as 2 year anniversary, it didn't feel like 2 years. It was it literally felt like shit.
Right?
Right enough.
Because, like, you know the way, like, you always want to aim high and you want to grow, like, with every stream. But since the turn of the year, it's been terrible.
Why?
I don't know, like...
That's what you were saying before we started. You just said that the growth just wasn't there.
Yeah,
Is that down to, like... Ultimately, that rests on you, is it? Does that come down to you? Is it your fault that the growth's not there? Or is it, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it'd be very easy for you to turn around and just be like, no, it's the fucking people out there, you know? Mm. But, like, it's... What do you call that? Like, user... What's that word? It's like...
Interaction?
No. Yeah, well, user and it's like a poor workman blames his tools.
Ah, yes.
You know that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be harsh. Like, you have to just be harsh, don't you? Like, it's down to you. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, it can be tough on you mentally, because, like, anxiety comes into it. You're sitting there like, am I good enough for this anymore? Or, like, what do I have to do to fucking improve or to grow even more? Because you see people who your trans sound different, and instantly they grow. And I'm like, oh, okay, so what am I doing wrong? And then I'm starting to try and copy somebody else, and then it's getting boring and stuff like that there. But it's been a terrible 3 months. But like,
did you try to pick up on anybody else's kind of like you say there that you know that you might kind of pick up and copy? I kind of get that as well, because I've seen that a lot from we've started this whole YouTube thing. Like, how many times has it just been like, God, it's so slow, you know? We like, you know, when you first think, oh, I'm gonna start a YouTube channel, and you're just like, oh, we're gonna go straight off the bat, we're gonna get 100 subs, we're gonna go straight to 1,000 subs, then we're just gonna keep growing from there, and it's just gonna be, you know, everlasting love. It's not. it's a grind.
It is a grind, and every single sub you see popping up, you're like, so excited for it, and every single one that disappears, you're like,
you're heartbroken. Fuck, like, yeah, what I mean. Do we do wrong? But like you said there, you see other people that come along and they literally throw up like one or two videos. Next thing, they're like 200, 300, 400 subs. Yeah. Just they got view count through the roof, and you're like, should I be doing what they're doing, or you know, should I dial it back? Should I just stick me? Like, you know, should we keep us to us? And it's very relatable at the minute, like, because we've had that discussion, me and you, D, and in the end, we kind of just said, you know what,
keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, because we love this.
Yep.
You know, so regardless of what other people are doing, is that like that for you? Like with streaming, is it like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing me, and if the views come, great, and if not, so be it. I mean, because you're already partnered with Twitch, like you're the highest, that's like one of the highest accolades you can get.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is, but like, it kind of makes you feel shitty in a sense, because like, you see, like, because partnership on Twitch is like the pinnacle. Like, you see, like, mostly people who are partnered are averaging thousands of people in their stream every single stream, and I'm sitting there with, like, an average of, like, 10.
Yeah, because you don't want to say, like, that you've peaked yet, obviously, because that would just put, like, a massive damper. And obviously you haven't peaked yet, but you just still haven't, like you're saying, just got into that rhythm where you're getting those, like, massive view counts per stream. What are you going to do to improve that? Like, is there anything... Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit later on about where... what you're actually going to be doing over the next coming months and stuff, but like, is there something in the back of your head that you kind of think, I'm going to try this? And
well, I need a new game for starters, because I'm recycling old gameplay still. Like, I'm like, there's days where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to play that because it pisses me off, but people like that. Mm-hmm. But then I keep going over and I'm like, I'm not going to stream today, and then I go outside. It pops into my head. Oh shit! I'll play this. I know I'll play the game today. And I just went on streamed it, and it was, you would have a few bad games, and then it would fucking piss you off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no one coming into the stream. You're like,
it's the whole mental aspect, like,
yeah. But no, a new game is needed, because like, I haven't really played a new game since. When was the last new game that I played? I don't even know when the last game that I played that was new.
So yeah, have you got a game in mind that you think that this is like the pick me up, or have you got something that you think maybe? Other than games, like, is there anything that you think yourself, like, will take in, if you say to yourself, I'm just going to leave the stream and I'm going to give it like a year and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to make another go, what do you think, will that help you? Or do you think maybe taking time off will hinder it? Like, will you not have that motivation to get back into it? Or
well, in February it took like 2 weeks off. I enjoyed that time off.
It's just a refresher, like, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, I have more responsibilities now because, like, outside of streaming.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had responsibility in my life. I literally have not had any responsibility outside of fucking gaming ever.
Changes everything
indeed. Yeah. I'm not complaining.
No.
But it does, like, kind of takes away the motivation for your stream, for the streams and stuff like that there. But I came back and I was like, no, I think I enjoyed the first couple of streams and then it started to veer off.
Yeah.
There was quite a few people who were glad to see me back. Like, I've still got those, like, you know, like, eight or nine people who...
The dedicated followers all the time.
Yeah. Kind of kept me going, but, like, no, I'll be taking quite a bit of time off now. I made an announcement on Twitter was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was that the stream is done.
Right. Well, hold that thought, because we're going to touch back on that when it comes to our kind of, our even deeper talk of the evening, because that's... It's exactly where we want to go. Mm-hmm. What have you been playing at the minute? Or
mostly CSGO and H1Z1.
Yeah? Still H1Z1?
Yeah, what is the population for H1Z1 like these days?
It's the lowest it's ever been. But like the recent updates, it's great. Like, I've put in like another About 60, 70 hours in the past couple of weeks.
Like what? 60, 70 hours?
In H1Z1,
6
yeah.
to 7? Or 60, 70?
60 to 70.
Fuck.
Like, it's like their new update, because they kind of stripped the whole game. No, they didn't strip the whole game, but like, they kind of give the players what they wanted after so long.
Which was?
Like, overall gameplay, like, there's a lot of problems with the shotguns and stuff, and like the recoils and stuff. Prior to this, they had, so when see when you're shooting, the your reticle goes up. It went up, so it's a vertical recoil, which was terrible, and the hit reg wasn't quite there. The hitboxes were fucking all over the show. But now it went back to
so they
horizontal.
Fixed a lot, basically.
Yeah, it's felt great. Like, and they've actually recently brought it out free.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, so it was 2 weeks ago.
Did they have to keep up now with the likes of Fortnite and that, do you think? That are just...
It's not in the city. No one.
But I mean, in terms of it being free?
Look, or is that just went back down.
Yeah.
But if, like, if it was still paid, like, would it be even lower?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That H1Z1, it's done. Like, the only thing keeping them afloat is the Pro League.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because that game was huge, not that long ago.
Yep.
It's tired of how fortunes just change. Like, one new big game or one new big concept, Battle Royale just pumps out.
Yeah, too much change. They should keep the game the way it is. If the players like it, keep it the way it is. Don't change anything.
Yeah.
But no.
That's it.
No one's in the same bracket as Fortnite. Fortnite is phenomenal. Like, how, like, it's took over the scene. Like, because no one ever thought it would be. Mm. Like, I remember when it first came out, the Battle Royale came out, like, PUBG was at its pinnacle, and then Fortnite just came out of nowhere, and then you've got players leaving from H1Z1, you know, Ninja.
Ninja, sure. Yeah. We'll touch on that as well when we get to the news, because that's phenomenal.
But Ninja was huge on H1Z1. He was sensational on that. He plays for Luminosity, H1Z1 professional team. Used to play Halo as well professionally, but
nice.
Yeah, we got players leaving left, right, and center on H1. It's crazy.
Fortnite is absolutely killing it at the minute.
Yep,
they've been really, really aggressive with getting their market share up. Like, fucking apps for your phone, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, probably. PC for free.
Jim Sinker was telling me the other day that Epic Games banned him. For some reason, I can't remember what it is, and he's had to had to email him or something, and he's a ban. He can't get back on. He can't play Fortnite.
What did
anything.
He do?
I don't know. I'm really curious.
Had done something.
I'm pretty sure he said that Epic Games had banned him.
He probably told some kid to fuck off. Or something.
Do you think Cliffy B kicking himself?
No, I don't think he would be too. Yes and no, but I mean, that guy was—he wanted to do his own game.
Yeah,
and it wasn't Fortnite. So
what
was
that game he did?
Oh, it isn't even that out. It isn't even out that long.
No,
but it's just not,
yeah, it just
not
didn't.
Happen.
No,
and it was something similar, like a similar kind of concept.
Yeah,
Battle Royale, but
yeah,
no, he'll land on his feet.
Oh yeah,
he's a big enough name for himself that he'll go wherever he wants to go and do whatever he wants. But I don't think he is. I don't really. Like, I mean, if you didn't want to make that Battle Royale game, would you be happy knowing, oh, it's doing really well, but, like, I wasn't involved.
Yeah, true. What have you been playing, T? Because I know I want to hear about this.
I mean, I played a bit of Fortnite.
Yeah.
And, I'm not blown away by it.
No?
I just don't think I'm blown away by the Battle Royale concept.
Really? Yeah.
See, I think I enjoy that concept more. Everybody in, one man takes all.
What I see in PUBG looks a bit more interesting with vehicles and stuff. That would kind of interest me more, even though they look like they handle like absolute ass. But just for Fortnite, the building concept, I don't really.
The building, I don't really. Yeah.
I guess if you're good at that, you could maybe get more into it.
Yeah,
and that's kind of their like thing.
That's their
USP.
Yeah,
USP.
USP will do.
Yeah,
universal serial bus.
Yeah, and I just don't care for it very much.
Yeah.
I'd rather just play a shooter.
Yeah,
but that's just. One man's opinion.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
What have you been playing, though? Because, come on, tell us.
I don't know. I've been playing Far Cry 5.
Oh, tell me.
Far Cry 5. Remember on the last podcast, I said I played an hour of it. The first hour and a half or whatever. And I was like, oh, it looks pretty good. And the The gunplay handle's a bit tighter, it looks good, and blah, blah, blah.
Did you say that in the last podcast?
I did, yeah. Chris, pay attention.
No, you didn't.
I did! I fucking timestamped the day, bitch. Go back and watch.
You did not tell me in the last podcast that you played Far Cry, did you?
Yes!
What was my response?
You were like, like this here. Anyway, and you moved on.
No way.
Chris! I have no idea how you responded. You obviously weren't paying attention.
I think I would have remembered.
Man, it's timestamped. I did the timestamps today. Here. Man, I'm a great man for having a bit of proof on me. Read that. Read them there notes. It's timestamped right at the end. But I have played substantially more of it now. I decided over the Easter break.
Laugh challenge card. Chris crazy caffeine trip. Nice. Yeah. News. Red Faction Gorilla.
Remastered edition.
Oh, I'm not saying that. Remastered edition.
You ever play Red Faction Gorilla? It's set on Mars and they're remastering.
PS Plus and Games of Gold.
Remastered edition.
Black Panther.
Fucking winner.
Deadpool animated show cancel. Main topic. McGangbang cards. Community questions. Sea of Thieves. Yes. Yes, Noah's Ark? No.
Oh, I just wrote the word yes. I was already there, and then I wrote Noah's Ark right after it.
Far Cry 5.
Oh, damn!
I thought the last thing that you said on podcast was about playing Sea of Thieves. Right, anyway, sorry, getting back into it. Tell me.
Far Cry 5. Yeah. I sat down over the Easter break and I said, I'm going to play a good chunk of this game. I'm going to give it its fair due. I'm going to see what I think of it. My first session playing it, I played for 6 hours straight, and I didn't want to stop.
Really?
Shit you not. That game is very good. It's incredibly fun.
Yeah?
It's just so fun.
What's the setting like?
It's rural Montana, right? Mm. It's very rural, you know? Like, there's a lot of wildlife.
A lot of nothing?
Kind of, but there's always something. There's just like a little truck stop, and there's a little cottage or something, and there's a couple of the cultists there, and you can kill them or do whatever. But it's just incredibly fun. It doesn't take itself too seriously at all. Although, they're kind of treading a fine line between kind of crazy batshit fun and then like the serious element about this cult who are like killing a bunch of people and trying to save them, you know.
Yeah
malarkey. But man, it's just so fucking fun.
It's getting like ridiculously good reviews at the minute.
Like people are saying it's this classic Far Cry formula, and it is, but they've changed enough to make it feel fresh and they've added enough to make it feel fun. Like,
did I see there's a bear?
Yep, cheeseburger.
An obese bear.
Yeah.
Is he your sidekick?
You can get him. You can get like a roster of people. So
yeah.
Straight away on your map, all these people are marked out. You can go across the map and go do a mission for them and then they'll help you. And the first one I did was Boomer the Dog, which is a wee fucking legend.
Nice.
Always have him with me. But there's just so much to do, Chris. There's just so much. The missions are all pretty different. And the outposts as well, there's so many different ways of approaching those. There obviously was kind of do stealth, go guns blazing, like what? I was doing ones where you could go in, if you could sneak into like the center of it, it was like a fertilizer farm. You could just plant an explosive, leave, and blow everything up.
Class.
You know, that's one way. There's so many more ways of approaching it. There's planes in it. You can fly planes and helicopters. They're so much fun. There's this Clutch Nixon, who is the Hope County Evil Knievel.
Brilliant.
And you can do all of his stunts. They're class.
Brilliant.
Crack, like. Some of the missions are just insane. Like, you're fucking driving a massive trucker and it's just music blaring and you're ramming through fucking roadblocks feeling like a legend. It's just really, really fun. I have cleared like one area off the map already. You know, I've made it, like, liberated it, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just picking up all the side missions and they're all pretty unique. Like, they've added enough to it where you're kind of going, like, I'm happy enough to go do this. It's not even a fetch quest. It's a unique mission, like. Go kill this, go hunt these animals, go do this. And then there's these prepper stashes, which are kind of like a really cool idea. So it's like, you know, in like America, there's these like people who think the world's going to end. So they have like bunkers and shit.
Yeah.
You have to go and like solve little like puzzles to try and get into their bunkers.
Oh, brilliant.
Some of them are really cool. There's one where you have to go to the top of a mountain. And you read a little note and it's like, oh, hey, if these fucking cultists come in, just give me a shout and I'll ride the zip lines right the way down to our stash. And then you just hop on the zip lines and there's about fucking 20 of them zip fucking across this mountain and then you just follow them all the way down and you just slide into this like hidden stash. It's so fucking fun. Get the game, boys.
Yeah, this is the one I said that like I was so geared up towards getting.
Yeah.
And then closer to the time there, I was like, oh, I've just got so much to play at the minute. I'm just going to leave it. And now I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
How does it look?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Very, very pretty. Very pretty game. All the weapons look really cool as well.
I seen a couple of videos on the weapons in comparison to like older Far Cry games. Mm-hmm. How they look, how they sound. Looks pretty good.
It's a very good game.
Yeah.
Definitely the best one since 3. On par with it. Possibly better. And I loved 3.
I didn't play 3. I played 4 and I loved 4.
It's definitely better than 4.
Wow.
4 got a bit... Did you find that the side missions in 4 are quite repetitive?
Oh, they're all the same.
Yeah, this is not the case with this.
Right.
All very different and pretty unique and very
helpful. I still enjoyed 4, don't get me wrong. 4,
yeah, yeah.
4 when I got into 4, was just one of those games I couldn't put down.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to clear this outpost. I'm just going to do this one. I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, very good.
This is definitely the same.
Excellently. Look forward to seeing some of the videos.
That's the big game that I played this week. Will you boys talk about what are the games you played?
You're going to be bringing forth some videos as well, aren't you? Give me a thumbs up if you're going to bring forth some videos. Yeah, he gave me a double thumbs up, so 2 videos this week, Ryan. I myself have played nothing other than Breath of the Wild. I'm still dabbling in it. I mean, it's the bare basics of dabbling at the minute. I have no free time to play games at the minute, which is such a sad thing. It's probably best I didn't get Far Cry, because I would not be able to enjoy that game anywhere near as much as I'd want to. But when the time comes, I'm going to buy God of War. So I probably won't buy Far Cry until the summer.
Although I'd say God of War, you'll run through...
I'll get through it reasonably quick, I'd say.
15 or 20 hours,
Unless it's some kind of like easy kind of platinum. Or not easy platinum, but definitely an achievable one.
Far Cry 5 is a pretty achievable platinum.
Far Cry 4 was very achievable. The only thing that let me down is you have to do 2 missions in co-op to get it. And I'm like, oh.
But dude, we can do co-op if we both have it. Yeah. Well, but you'll get it on PlayStation like a noob.
Yeah.
Like a lube.
It's the way it's the way forward. It's the way forward.
I went to the cinema last night. I'll talk about that more.
Yeah, tell us about it now, yeah. I've got nothing else to say. My week's pretty boring. Played some Breath of the Wild. It's great. Go play it. That's it.
I seen an ad for the PlayStation 4 in the cinema, like right after all the film previews. It was pretty jarring. Do you want to switch?
That's like is that the ad right before the like the film start?
Yep.
The ad right before?
The ad right before.
That's called the Gold Spot. Companies pay huge money to get the Gold Spot advertisement.
Oh, really?
It's like the last ad you see before the movie starts, so it's the one that keeps in your head.
Yeah, well, it's in my head. But it's in my head because it felt really disjointed and weird.
Guys, our door is like bleeding.
I can see
it's
that.
So weird. It's like leaking on the inside.
Oh my god, imagine if that was blood. But yeah, I seen that ad right before the film started. And the film that started was...
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
What's it like?
It's a Spielberg film, Chris.
Okay.
And it's one of his funnest.
Oh!
I won't say one of his best.
I thought you were going to say one of his finer movies, and then you went funnest, and I was like,
But it definitely is. Like, it's fucking...
Load of video game and nostalgic moments.
Yeah, load of references, pop culture things from the 80s, 90s, and just sort of more so for the generation a little bit older than us when they grew up, but we're still going to get plenty of it.
Late 80s, kind of?
Late 80s, yeah. But fucking hell, it's from the very get-go, like one of the opening scenes in that is literally a feast for the eyes. I was eating popcorn and I was going, this is the ultimate popcorn flick. Like, I was just shoveling it in to be going, this is amazing.
I love it. What kind of popcorn do you get?
Mix.
What cinema do you go to?
It was in Belfast, the Odyssey in Belfast.
Okay, what kind of popcorn do you get?
Mix.
Small, medium, or large?
Medium.
Do you get a drink?
Yep.
What do you get?
Coke Zero.
Do you get anything else?
No.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That was it. That's all I got.
You get everything, don't you?
I do. Well, I used to get everything. I've kind of dialed that back a little bit, Ryan.
You only get drinks now, Chris.
I only get drink, and I sometimes treat myself to pick and mix. A large pick and mix cup that I have to pay a full price for now. Thank you very much. Jesus.
Disgraceful.
Absolute disgrace. We haven't seen the Tomb Raider movie. Have you seen it?
Told you would come up, didn't I?
No, well then let's just drop it there.
Oh, do it.
It's already come up. That's what she said.
Zing.
Yeah, it's Alicia Vikander's an excellent Lara Croft. The movie. Okay, it sucks ass, man. It sucks complete ass. Yeah. I mean, no.
It's a
parts
good movie
of the movie are great.
Up until about what? Like
up until about
an hour in? No, 50 minutes in?
45?
45 minutes in,
you're like, why? Why have I done this to myself? You know, typical video game
Why
movie.
Have they done this to us? That's more like...
Yeah. I'm not going to dwell on it too much because we've already talked about it. Go check that out in the the podcast title, The Truth About Tomb Raider. Can't miss it.
We'll put a card up.
You got to waste a card in that? Okay, yeah, waste a card in that, yeah. In case they want to know.
They're free, bro. I think.
You only get five of them.
Do you?
Yeah, five.
I did not know that. Yeah. We never use five.
I always use five. Yeah. If any time I met him, I use five cards, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'll just slap in like a load of shit that'll be popping on. People be like, oh, I'll click on that. Oh, I'll click on that. Oh, I'll click on that. I mean...
Fine. I won't put a card
in. I give
fine.
The viewers...
What they want.
Yeah. Variety is the spice of death.
I've never clicked a card once in my life.
Neither have I, actually, I to be honest.
They're pretty unobtrusive up in the corner there.
Click
this card.
Anyway, something even more important than that, that you touched on... What did you have to eat today?
Oh, this day.
Yeah, this day.
I want to talk about more about Ready Player One.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I just want to say, if you went to see it, you'd really, really enjoy it.
Why?
Because it's so fun. Don't concern yourself with the plot. I know sometimes you can get nitpicky, but this you'll be watching going...
What do you mean? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not you specifically, but whenever you don't get drawn into a film, you get nitpicky. We talked about this in our previous podcast. You can find it. The Truth About Tomb Raider in this card here.
A two card used for the exact same thing.
I just keep the one card going, right?
You can't keep it going.
I'll talk to the people at YouTube. We'll work something out.
Dear Mr. YouTube, can I please have an extension of my card?
It is a film that doesn't make much sense.
Okay.
But it doesn't need
popcorn flick.
Because it's all virtual reality fun. Okay. Fucking hell, there's some brilliant, brilliant bits in it. It's very entertaining, and you'll just enjoy it. You'll just sit back. It's fucking Spielberg at his best.
Yeah, okay.
He's just throwing shit on the screen that you just can't help but enjoy watching.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Your mind is telling you, this doesn't really make any sense, but oh my God, that's fucking brilliant.
I will go and see it before we do a podcast again with DJ Smack Lachlan.
Oh, do, yeah.
Because he'll probably want to talk about that.
Probably, if he's seen it.
Yeah, he probably has.
The option of seeing it or Black Panther, and we went to see it.
You seen it?
Fuck off.
The movie with the clown? Is that still in theaters, D? My God.
Theaters?
Okay. Ready Player One. Yeah, go watch it. D, what did you get to eat today? Ryan, you have a thing I want to know about pretty much everything you've been eating over the past 3 months.
It's like 95. No, it's about 30% of our podcast is eating what we eat.
We talk about food, yeah. Anyway, go on.
It's a thing. Today I had a Burger King.
Ooh!
Home of the Whopper.
Home of the Whopper.
Whopper.
Right. How was it? Did you have a Whopper?
No. I got a double bacon cheeseburger.
I always get that. A bacon double cheese.
Bacon double cheese. Yeah, that is what it is, dude.
a double bacon cheeseburger, dude?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
God. God.
Well, you're probably right. There probably is double bacon on it.
A double? Yeah. Bacon double cheese.
Bacon double cheese.
That doesn't make any sense either. In that sense, you get double cheese on your bacon burger.
Yeah, it's a bacon double cheeseburger.
No, it's not. It's just cheese. They don't have the burger in them.
I know. Bacon double cheese.
Yeah, Burger King.
I'll have a bacon double cheeseburger.
Yeah, but you don't say burger.
I do.
The meal is called a bacon double cheese. And I had a bacon double cheese XL.
I actually had that recently myself. Well, not recently. About 9 months ago.
Mine was pre-cooked by quite a margin.
Oh.
But it was still pretty good.
That's like the one I had in America when we were coming home that time.
Yeah. I've been sitting there for a while. Like
I like the fries.
The fries are good.
Have you ever had the chicken bites? The chicken bites? Like the chicken goujons things out there?
Not at a
Burger
King.
Good.
No.
Very good.
The last thing you had at Burger King, and I know for a fact, was a coffee.
Yes.
Because I remember things.
I had a coffee like and a meal, a two-piece meal.
Oh, you did have a two-piece meal.
Well done, sir.
It was good. I like Burger King. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And I like it mainly because I don't go there very often.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's like a treat. A treat for the senses. Would you class Burger King as like a more classy McDonald's?
No.
I used to.
Classy and Burger King don't really go together.
No. Only because every Burger King I think of is normally a hole.
Is what?
Like a hole.
Yeah.
You know? It's a dive, like, you know.
That's the one on this is the one on Apple Greens.
The one on the Keys in Uri is just like... What are you doing, bro?
KFC what are you doing? In Uri as well.
Remember that?
The bin.
I worked in it for a day, only because I had to, because they were all going on their fucking staff meal or something. They were going bowling, so I had to work in Uri.
Yeah, hello, man. You want to go bowling?
What?
It all comes back to gaming. Have you had anything nice to eat, Ryan? Tell me this, because you used to be such a massive fan.
Oh, damn.
A massive fan of Subway. Have you had many Subways lately?
No, not really, no.
Ryan, would you like to hear a story?
I'd love to hear a story, Chris. Story time.
I was recently in the United States of America, and I had a Subway there.
Okay.
If you have a Subway in the United States of America, it will change your life. It will change the way you think about Subway. You'll probably never eat one back here again. I shit you not. It was the freshest, tastiest thing I've ever had.
Oh, American fresh?
I know.
Holy
right?
shit.
No, honestly, it was unbelievable. It was something different. I got the rotisserie chicken, and it was just like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. I made Aisling get one. She doesn't eat Subway. Hates it. Repel bet.
Really?
She loved it.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It must be very different then.
It's very good. And they threw in free cookies.
Damn.
No.
Of course, oh, that's just typical Americans.
It's a scam, though, in Subway. You can go in, get a receipt, fill out a survey.
I don't have my wallet. My wallet is still full of... Remember all the good for one free cookie that we used to get in the back of the Omniplex? Like, like little...
Receipts?
No, it wasn't the receipts. These booklets that they used to send. These booklets. Flyer booklets, right?
Flyer booklets, yeah.
And Subway just down the street, like all the local businesses in Armagh that wanted to would contribute to this to get their advertisement in it. And the back of the Subway one, it was like, this token is good for one free cookie. It did not say per person. It did not say at any one time.
So you just went and got
it. So we milked it.
Yeah. But you can go in, if you get the receipt from Subway and do the online survey thing, that gives you a free cookie. Go up and get your free cookie, and they give you a receipt. So sit back down, fill out your free survey, and get another free cookie. And well, it's a little bit more work than your way, but here, it's if you're a freeloader, go for it.
Yeah.
No, it's not even freeloader. That's brilliant. It's just smart.
Brilliant. I mean, they're making them for like a penny.
It's just good math.
So, yeah.
Probably.
No, definitely. But yeah, what have you had to eat?
Real talk.
It's a mix between McDonald's. I had a few Subways. Actually went to a few restaurants.
Oh! What restaurants?
your local stuff, like Uluru and stuff like that.
What's Uluru like?
Yeah. Uluru's nice, but...
It's expensive, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just kicked Don't claim. We don't have insurance.
Please no.
I told you to fill out the form.
You come next podcast on list. Sit on crates.
When you initially did that, I thought that was like a playful little, like, you know, like, oh, what do you think of it? You
he took the entire set,
Rand.
He took the entire set.
Rand now has our set. Now you can see the road. You see the cars going by.
Ryan's back streaming at home with the full fucking set. Yeah, turns out all I needed was a brand new set.
And he keeps the Excite logo.
Of course he does. Anyway, Uluru.
Uluru, it was fucking...
Time to slate another local business. We love doing this to nearby restaurants.
Well, right now, we're service. The people who need our customers.
No, don't try to stick up for them now.
They were fucking shit. No, that was nice food.
Yeah.
Went there on Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
And
smooth.
I know, right? Fuck, it wasn't smooth in my wallet, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
damn.
Oh.
Right. What is it? It's fucking, what kind of meat is it?
Australian.
Australia.
Well, yeah, it was kangaroo.
Like
and all
fresh
the
kangaroo. And
what'd you get, a steak?
I had a steak.
Okay.
Gator. Gator meat.
I made a big mistake. What the fuck?
Like gator. No,
Gate on the Barbie.
Shrimp in the Barbie.
Someone call Alf.
Oh my god.
Was it good, yeah?
It was good. Good but like, so I went in.
I love stories, D. I love this.
The stories.
I'm sorry.
So excited.
But yeah, you get your normal menu. And then they came over and says, would you like to try the Valentine's menu? And they brought over the Valentine's menu. And me being me, I was like, oh, okay, this looks good, because it was three courses. But like after the meal, I knew I should have went for the normal menu, because I would have saved by over 50 quid. Like, do you want to know how much I spent on the Valentine's menu?
I would love to know.
This is including 2 pints of Guinness and...
A packet of crisps.
A few other drinks. £82.
£82 for two. Ooh, that's steep. Like
it's steep.
I've got a lot cheaper meals than that.
Yeah, and I should have went for the normal menu, but like it was still nice.
Yeah. You got steak. What do you got for dessert?
Is it cheesecake? Was it cheesecake?
Oh yeah, good shot.
I was really well present, like presented and stuff like that. There, like I don't regret it because I went out to spend money, so
it was a good night.
It was a good night.
That's it. Yeah.
$1 bills.
But yeah, I wouldn't go again.
You wouldn't go again?
It was great. I would never go again now.
It's 4 out of 10. Nice. I've never actually been to Uluruch.
Neither have I. We should go.
We should go.
We should go.
Together on Valentine's Day.
We should do that lunch that we've been talking about doing.
Brunch, Chris.
Brunch.
We're about brunch, brunch in this
We're about
house.
Brunch. Right. Sorry, D.
This bit. This is getting bad over here.
The door's leaking. The rain's getting fucking heavier.
Oh, this works out perfectly. This is the last week of Noah's Ark. This is it. This is the flood.
This is. How did we not think of this?
You were for Noah's Ark of food. We'll do it later.
We'll do it later. We'll do it live.
The fact that it's raining really heavily, you know, possibly flooding. Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, any other restaurants you hit up?
So happy right now.
No.
All right.
When I said restaurants, I meant restaurant. Fuck. Yeah.
Singular.
I like him into restaurants, though.
Fucking well, if we go to McDonald's restaurants.
Yeah, McDonald's is a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it is, for sure. For sure. Yeah. It's
sorted.
McDonald's Monopoly's back.
Fuck, that's right. You said that last week as well.
Fuck. I'm running. Like, it's been.
It's sort of been 2 days.
We have to space out the podcast.
We need to refresh more.
No, that's good. That's good. It's good to know what you've been up to.
Yeah.
In the brief time that you haven't been with us. D?
Yeah?
Do you want to do news? Or
okay.
What do you want to do?
How about you jump in with that?
Jump in with the normal?
I don't have any news.
All right. Well, don't do it. We'll do this first. Remember, if you're watching this podcast, you can also find this podcast over at iTunes, where you can take us with you on the go. Just go to iTunes and search for XI Gaming. If, however, you have Tuck Us on the go, and you're now thinking, I should be watching the podcast, head to YouTube, where you can find us on YouTube. Just search for XI Gaming
YouTube,
once again.
If you are on YouTube, all those links for iTunes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, just right down below.
In the description below.
Right down below. We make it easy for you,
yeah,
you know?
We're doing all the hard work.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to keep up to date with us on social media, so you can find out when your next episode of your favorite podcast is going to air, or what we're going to talk about, or who's going to be on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find that there, too.
In the description below.
I really forget. I think 1 week I nailed this.
Oh, yeah. I remember that week. We talked about that for a month after.
Yeah, we talked about it for a further 3 weeks.
We were like, damn, that was a good little...
I'll come back. I'll get a proper one. We normally do one now, and we do one when we're signing off. Yeah. So yeah. I'll get the sign off.
I like that one. That one felt impromptu and natural.
Did it feel impromptu?
Didn't feel rehearsed.
Kind of always comes right before the news, though.
Yeah, it normally is very impromptu. That one actually was planned, but it felt natural.
Good. Yeah. I hope it felt that way to you. Yeah. A lot of people at home have just switched off.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care anymore.
They're like, I came to listen to a podcast, not listen to people describe a fucking
podcast. All right, yeah, I'll tell you what. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go and hit the nail on the head, Snake. I'm going to pee. And then whenever I come back, we are going to get stuck into probably the deepest conversation XI Gaming's ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the main topic of discussion this week. This is episode 42 of the XI Gaming podcast. And this week, we've decided to dial things back a little bit, take things a little bit more chill, a little bit more relaxed, and just have a good old general, like, I wouldn't even call this like a bro discussion, D, because I don't think we've ever talked about life decisions and making life decisions.
It's a very unbro thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah, this is like a bro conversation would be like, yeah, I fucking kicked the shit out of fucking some toddler last weekend.
You did what?
I'm just a fucking bro, man.
Swear to God. Swear to God, we are not related.
Just me. No, we're not related.
I know. Thank God. Oh. Just me being me, the bro I am.
Yeah, I'm such a bro.
I kick the shit out of toddlers.
I can't help it.
Can't say that.
No, it's whatever, you know, bro bullshit.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
This is real. We're talking real now.
This is real talk now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, so we're talking a little bit about making decisions, about life decisions that we have made. Maybe ones that maybe we rushed into, maybe ones that we're thinking, you know. The overall focus here, D, is, I wrote it down, is sometimes you have to step back and ask yourself, have I thought this through? Mm. Because making decisions used to be such an easy thing growing up, because we were never actually fully aware. Are we dripping? Mm. We were never actually fully aware of...
What are you laughing at?
Did I stutter?
We're having a serious conversation here,
right? Yeah, no, when we made decisions growing up, D, we never we were never fully aware of
thought it through.
Exactly, we're never aware of like consequences of things that might happen because of our actions. And now, whenever we get older, it's something that we have to take into consideration all the time. And every decision we make has a reaction, and every action a reaction.
an equal and opposite reaction, Chris.
Newton's law, bitch.
Jesus, this is poetic.
I'm telling you, Ryan, you're in the right place.
Will you hear what I have in paragraph four?
But I think what we realize, what I've realized more and more growing up to you as well, is that, like, I don't know what keeps saying D. I'm not just talking to you guys. I'm so used to just saying D. Like, it's that, like, the more you get older, and it's not that we're old either, but, like, the more you grow up, you kind of realize that making decisions, not only does it get a hell of a lot harder, you struggle with it a lot more.
Mm.
It becomes sometimes like a not a burden, but like.
Well, yeah, there's so many more different angles you have to consider.
Well, that's it. Like, yeah. I don't really know how I'm trying to put this. It's like, you may, there's times even, well, I know myself have like struggled over a decision for maybe weeks, and it's like, it's constantly playing havoc on you and shit like that. And it affects your mood. It affects everything that goes on. And, like, growing up in life, you don't have that until you get to an older kind of stage. I've just pretty much murdered exactly what I was trying to say. But you get the overall gist of what I'm trying to say. Yeah. The older we get, the harder it becomes.
Yeah, the worse life gets. Enjoy.
And obviously, we make good decisions, we make bad decisions.
Uh-huh.
I've made plenty of bad decisions in my time.
Yeah.
We're not going to dwell on those.
Actually, gaming. That's an awful decision. Start this.
Let me think. I wrote down a couple of things here, right? So firstly, I'll start with this, okay? I think firstly for me, when it comes to decisions, for me, it ultimately boils down to doing what is going to be best for me in the long run. You kind of, there comes a point where you have to put yourself first. You have to stop thinking about everybody else. Now, of course, when you're making a decision, you can't, like, you can't hurt people. It's very easy to do. Like, you're... And you realize that the more you get older, one simple decision you make, that, like, it might be so little, it's like that butterfly effect. Like, you make that decision, you can hurt a lot of people with that. You have to be so much more aware when you get older about the things that you're...
You don't do things on a whim like you did when you were younger.
No. Like. And when we do, it's great. It feels great when we do things on a whim. But, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it just doesn't work the same, because you do things on a whim today, and it's like, I don't know what, like, say you fucking, instead of going home one night, you decide to go out somewhere random without telling anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You do that when you're young, like, people be worried, but they're kind of like, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But now you do it, you're like, shit, I should have told people, like, I'm not coming.
Yeah,
I should have said, so they don't be fucking worrying about me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Not necessarily that we're not, that these things didn't matter before, we just didn't consider them before.
But I'm gonna
today.
We'll jump in here because we already touched on something you talked about earlier. You have made the decision. So you hello Burger. You've made the decision. So tell us a bit about it, that you're going to stop your streaming for a while. You've worked so hard to get to this point now, and then for someone who, like, obviously aside from, like, maybe me or D, who kind of don't know, like, not the ins and outs of your life, but we have a fair idea.
Yeah.
Tell us why. Tell us what's going on that it's come to the point where it's just like, you know what, streaming, done. Because a lot of people looking in are just being like, what the fuck? Like, you know? Maybe people who watch you stream might just be like, what's going on?
What are you doing, man?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Inform us.
So, as I said earlier, like, 2018's been, well, I didn't say it was, didn't say it, but, like, you know, as streaming's been, like, going downhill because I have more responsibilities in real life.
IRL.
I could have said IRL. Yeah.
Fuck. Don't because then it comes back to streaming, and we want to keep away from that. What are you joking? Yeah. IRL.
But, oh yeah, serious.
Yeah. No.
But no, it's been a crazy start to the year. So with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was drinking and I was like, Chris had to be heard there.
Yeah.
But but when we're first going out, like, she was going over to Spain to work for one more season. So kind of like
that again, another big decision.
Another big decision, yeah.
Probably not one taken lightly either, you know.
No, but like, I never thought that I would sit and say, all right, I'm gonna drop everything. I'm gonna drop my streaming. I'm gonna drop all this. And go over with her. Because at this point, at the start of the year, I didn't have a job. Then I said, there are, look, I'll get a job then at the end of January, which I did. But like as time got closer to her going away.
So obviously you knew, did you know about her going away at the start of the year?
Yeah.
And at that point you were kind of just thinking, you probably, at the start of the year, were you already thinking, I'm going to go straight away?
No. I wanted to, like, you know, because she was going away in like 3 months, so I wanted to, you know, like, cherish the 3 months.
Oh yeah, make the most of them, absolutely.
Yeah, so I was like, the more time got closer, and the more it became real that she was gonna go, because it got really, 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 really close in all
of course,
this year,
yeah.
Of course, and
yeah, it's a big relationship now, yeah. Isn't it? Like, yeah, of course.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. We talked about it, like how. How would she feel if I went over, you know, to potentially look for work and spend 7 months instead of having, having not to see her for 7 months? Like, the original plan was to go over, in April for, a week, and then I'll come back in July.
Mm. Yeah. Just, a week here and there, intermittently kind of thing. Yeah.
But then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know, I wouldn't be, for me, I couldn't do that. So,
I think... That's surely got to be a lot harder. Imagine you going over for that week and having to leave to come home.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Even the fact is, not even seeing someone who you love, for, 2 months and then 3 months.
Yeah.
It'll be hard, so I just made the decision to just wing it and just go over.
To go?
Yeah. Even though...
All in. All cards faced, down, shown. All cards shown. Is that what's that expression?
Chips in.
Oh, I knew it was something to do with poker.
All in. But yeah.
Got there.
But the original intent was just to leave at the
chips
end,
are down. Sorry.
End of the month.
When the chips are down, is that the expression?
No.
Fuck. Sorry, man.
Chips are down. Chips ahoy.
When the chips are down, yeah.
Chips ahoy.
Chips ahoy.
Fuck.
Billy.
Sorry.
Yeah, so the original plan obviously was not to go out.
Until the end of this month. But then
so how do you make that decision then, that you were just going to...
The original intent was content. Intent?
Intent.
Intent, content.
The original content.
The original intent was just to go at the end of the month and then leave the job that I was in. But circumstances changed when I got fired. And I was like, you know what, fuck this, I'm winging it, and I'm just going to go over with what I have.
Well, if ever there was a circumstance to change that you just think, fuck it, I'm all in now. A loss of a job is definitely going to spur that on, isn't
Sometimes
it?
Sometimes it's a fucking freeing thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll talk about that a bit shortly. Yeah, definitely.
Once I got home that night after getting sacked, I booked a flight.
Yeah? That's incredible.
Booked a flight.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just got home, just booked a flight.
So the decision was made nearly by that action.
Was it a rush of blood to the head, and then the next morning you kind of were like, oh, what have I done? Or was it just, has that always just been, no, this is it now?
This is it, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Fair play. Nice.
So, yeah.
It wasn't just one of those things where, this is kind of what we're talking about. Was there ever a time when you kind of thought, realized, shit, I should have stepped back and just thought, have I thought this through? Mm. Or are you still just on that, kind of high that you're just like, no, this is it, I'm going, it's done. Yeah. Still on that. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, some people can get away with that. I'm not. I'm a worrier. I think about everything.
I overthink.
I'm an overthinker. Oh,
yeah.
It is the fucking worst.
I'll think about everything that can, will, and definitely should go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're not, it's not your personal mind thinking about it.
No.
It's something that just comes in your head, and then it twists and makes it all negative. That's the worst thing that can ever, ever happen to you.
The worst.
It is the worst.
It's the worst feeling in the world. I know. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It is the worst.
And we probably all get a bit of that, don't we?
Yep.
After you make a decision like that where you know there's consequences to this, you're never going to think about, well, there might be negative consequences.
Yeah, negative.
Your mind just fucking goes mad with that notion. Yeah.
So you're packing up, you're streaming, you've that's you done now. You're not streaming no more. Because you leave. This podcast, we're recording this on a Tuesday. You leave in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
For 7 months.
Fast things have moved. That's pretty fucking cool.
That is crazy, man. Yeah.
Ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's moving. That's moving like lightning quick. Like,
I know, right?
Yeah, that's fucking mental. Hey,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, you were telling me when you start work over there.
Oh, I start on Friday.
You start on Friday.
Yeah.
It's all go for you, man.
Going on the bar on Friday and hopefully impress, and then that's it.
Are you close to your girlfriend then out there? Are you working close to her?
Yeah, it's on. So it's like a chain. So the place where she works, you can't work in the same bar.
Yeah.
Because they have this like policy of couples and stuff like this. But I don't know if it's just up the road or not, but it's on the same. It's in the same chain. So nice. I work in the other bar. So hopefully I impress and.
Hopefully he's right, yeah.
I know. But I'm going up to a couple of other bars because they told me to come in when I get over. So I have a few other offers. So
that's a massive decision, though. Like, that's a huge decision. Really, really big.
No pressure. Not trying to put pressure on you now.
No, like obviously not. Like we're not. It's not like we're trying to put pressure, but it's like it just seems so. Like I personally couldn't make that. Like. Couldn't make that decision just that quick. I'd be like that. I would be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna book the flight.
Yeah.
Next day, I'd be like, oh no, what if this? What if I don't get a job? What if I can't afford to live there? You know, what if I have to fly home? You know, all the shit like that. What if I lose my job?
Sounds like you work things out right quick though, because you have a couple of options over there at least. Yeah. Like, rather than just being like, sort of, I have to get work with this one crowd and I have to do this. You can go, well, I don't like this crowd, I can go. Yeah. Up the road to this other bar or somewhere else, like, so.
Like, I couldn't have done it without her, because, like, she's the one who went over where when she got over there to go up to the bar and ask and stuff like that.
See if there was work going and shit like that.
And he said, I'll put him in the bar as soon as he gets here. I was
credit,
like,
man. Yeah.
So, fucking.
That's great.
Yeah, that's good, like. Super.
Are you absolutely buzzing to go out then? So, yeah, so what does that mean then for your streaming then? So, obviously, you're going to leave the streaming for, what, the 7 months? When are you back?
Well, I actually come back.
November? October, November?
Well, do you come back for 4 or 5 days in May?
Oh, nice.
This is 18th.
Oh, nice.
So, we come back for 4 or 5 days and then we'll head back over.
Maybe we'll do a podcast in those 4 or 5 days. That could be the next time we see Ryan. We'll be in that podcast. That's crazy.
If we're fortunate enough.
Yeah.
4 or 5 days in a whole pile of time.
It's not a big window of opportunity, is it? No. It's a very small window.
Could be 7 months.
Yeah.
My God, the things we'll see.
That's a long ass time.
It is a long ass time, man. Yeah.
Holy shit. 7 months, like fucking hell.
And then, what's the plans then? Whenever you come back home.
Fuck, I don't know.
Or is it just one of the, is it like something that you just gotta just take it as it comes, or are you making any plans for when you get back home? Or
it could be quite a few changes.
Yeah.
Quite a few changes. Yeah.
Nice.
Can't delve into one of them, but I'm all right.
No, thanks, dude.
But, a lot of change. Like, 2018's a big year, like.
Nice.
Big year indeed, mate.
It's all going on.
All going on.
It's an exciting premise as well, though, isn't it? Like, we're talking about how big decisions can have. You overthink and you can worry about stuff. But then, at the same time, you have to look at that pretty optimistically, kind of go, like, my life is going to be very different in 7 months' time, like.
Yeah.
And there's opportunity there. Like, you don't need, like.
Yeah.
Pretty freeing, like.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than being, like, sort of settled here. With a job, kind of, this is probably what I'm going to stick doing for the next so many years. You kind of, fuck when you know.
That's it, like, yeah.
Well, like,
some people might find that very.
Some people find that frightening. Well. Oh, yeah. Completely. That's a very stressful thing, like, yeah.
But I'm very surprised that I'm not stressed about it. Like, I was kind of a wee bit stressed because the intent was to go over, like, with nothing and just ask for a job.
Yeah.
But now that I do have one, that's pretty good. But, like, I've always had, like, would you call it a dream? It's kind of more of my dad's dream, but like to like move, just being on your own bar and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I actually put this when I was contacting like various bars and stuff like this here, like a couple of weeks ago. Like I put in like it'd be great to have the experience and stuff like that there because I do want to own my own bar and stuff like that there. So like the 7 months experience.
Is that
like,
something you'd want to do? Is own your own bar?
Yeah,
Would you want to own one here? Would you want to own one abroad, or would it matter? Just
it would be abroad.
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
But either or, like, but like you learn a lot working from like the tourist.
Yeah, 7 months. 7 months out there working in a bar, like you're gonna see a lot.
You're gonna see a lot of crazy shit.
You are gonna see a lot of crazy shit. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Real weird with it.
That's really, really cool, man. Like, that's probably one of the biggest decisions you could have made. Like, considering, like, how big into your streaming and stuff, obviously, you were.
Yeah.
To just kind of go, you know what? There's some things that we just need to, like, obviously at the minute are more important to you. The streaming, you know, you've had to prioritize that. Just like, you know, this can wait. I'm going to pursue this. Mm-hmm. I'm taking off for 7 months. So be it. The streaming can wait till I come back. And that's it. Like, a lot of people, like, as Dee said, would just find that incredibly stressful. Like, you know?
I, for one, would definitely be drawn to the idea of keeping to what I know.
Yeah.
Sticking to what I'm familiar with.
Absolutely, yeah. You know? It's like that whole afraid of change thing, you know, isn't it? Like, you know, I'd be like that too. Like, change frightens the hell out of me, but at the same time, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's definitely beneficial to you, I think, in the end, but like, just getting yourself over that hump and committing to it. Like,
That first month or two is going to be hard, though.
Mm.
Like, the transition, because, like I've, like, as I said, 2018 has been a crazy year. You know the way my sleeping pattern was always fucked up.
Your sleeping pattern was brutal.
I went to sleep about 5-6 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm like sleeping like 11.
Normal time.
Yeah, normal time. I'm waking up.
To go out there and completely
a fucking absolute mess it up. Like, because you're work. I'm gonna be working from like 8 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning. Like more than likely 7 days a week.
That's crazy. Like, yeah.
We'll die.
Are you going to be...
The heat!
Are you living like with a group out there? Are you living with your girlfriend? Are you living on your own? Do you know what way it works yet? Or,
well, I'm with my girlfriend for the... because her landlord says that I can stay there until, you know, I get some...
Get yourself up and going.
Get a bit of income coming in then.
Cool.
He has an apartment there that hopefully he can get me, so...
Nice.
But,
Sounds like you have a very worked out kind of schedule. Like, you know, you stick by that, you should be fine.
Yeah,
sort of. Yeah, kind of.
Definitely. In terms of big decisions, do you got anything? Or making decisions, or?
Yeah, well, look, a few of the more significant decisions I've made in my life. I would say the first one that really involved me actually, you know, taking a step back and going, well, what am I going to do here? Like, would be what to do after high school.
Yeah.
So like, well, obviously the biggest lie that your teachers are going to tell you in high school is that these grades that you're going for, whether it be A-levels or fucking Leaving Cert, whatever it is you're doing, these are the grades you're going to be writing down for the rest of your life. They're so, so, so important.
If we heard it once, we heard it a million times. Like, yeah.
And obviously when you're that age, you believe it and you're like, oh, fucking hell, I can't fuck about with this and I have to get the best grades or whatever, blah, 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 blah.
It's the be-all.
Out of it, and all of a sudden, from you being told what to do, now you're expected to just work out. Well, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Go. No, seriously. You're not even finished your A-levels yet. Decide what course you're going to do at university. No, shit, wise up. No, you have to have this done before December time. It's the stupidest fucking system. So you have to make the decision. What are you going to do your life like? And I chose a degree in history. I don't work at that.
You know what I mean? No,
like,
yeah.
You want to talk about like bad decisions? Like,
yeah.
I did a history degree because I enjoyed history at fucking A level with my mates in school.
Yeah.
And I decided to do a degree in that. A degree. I spent fucking $9,000 on that fucking piece of paper that gives me a degree in history. Like,
oh, yeah.
I am a qualified historian. That's right.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that what you are? A qualified historian? You're a qualified historian.
Get sources here. Look at that. Peer reviewing that. Oh, man. I spent $9,000 on that.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I was finished, I immediately set it all behind me and changed fields completely.
Yeah. Then you went to like...
Software engineering.
Software. Yeah.
Which is the natural transition from a history degree.
Obviously.
I've heard.
That's what Indiana Jones does.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no.
And Lara Croft.
No, like that was one of the decisions that I did not give enough time and consideration to, because at that age you don't.
No.
That's what we're talking about.
No.
You just don't. So I did a history degree, and it's not that I regret it, because I actually really enjoyed the course. I enjoyed learning about those things and kind of like, I enjoyed that university experience of going there and living up in Belfast away from home and living with friends and experiencing that. That was all great. Like, I didn't get the value out of my piece of paper, which is, whenever I was going to university, I never felt like, I am doing this for self-betterment and I'm learning and I'm becoming better and more important, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I'm paying $9,000 to have a piece of paper that says I'm going to have a degree.
Yeah.
To get a job.
To get a job, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the way I think they run these days, to pump it out, just get people in, get money,
yeah,
get
of course.
Them out, blah, blah, blah. That was one of the decisions. The next decision that I made was the same. Another university decision. I came out with a history degree and I had no clue what I wanted to do, but I knew for sure it wasn't going to be history.
Yeah.
After 3 years.
I think a lot of people are going to fall. A lot of people listening to as well might fall into that category. Definitely, man, because you see it so much.
The advice I will give is, you know, see your degree. Not that important.
No.
Unless it's for like medicine or something that is fairly specific. Like half the degrees you take with you, you just go to a graduate scheme somewhere in something you're interested in, and all they want to know is, did you go to university and did you get a degree, or did you get a passing grade? No, it is bullshit.
Experience.
Because you walk in there and the people you're with, the half of them will be twice as smart as you, and the other half won't be. They'll be half as smart as you. Well, not half, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, it's not like because they got a degree in whatever, they're going to be better
than you. They're
better
than you,
It's just all fucked. But anyway, at that point, I decided I'm not going to do history. And I seen a random course for a master's degree in software development, which was actually designed for people who didn't do anything to do with computers or software engineering, any of that noise.
Yeah.
To come in, they'll train you for a year, and then you'll go on and have enough knowledge to get you a job, which I did, and it worked perfectly because I did do it for a year and walked out and I got a job in the field, and I was super happy with that. And that was far more, way more beneficial than 3 years of history, or really 3 years of any degree, because 3 years of classroom learning will not equate to 1 year of them teaching you the skills you will need for the job you want.
No.
So it's just whatever. But for to do that, to go for that course, I had to self-fund. So in here in UK, Northern Ireland, if you're going for university, you get student loan company.
Yeah.
So like whatever all your tuition fees will be covered by a loan essentially that you'll pay back out of your salary over like 25 or 30 years. You don't start paying it back until you're earning so much. Like, so it's kind of gives you a real opportunity to go get that. But whenever I went for the master's degree, that didn't apply for that.
You have to self-fund that.
If you want a master's, you got to pay for that money. So it's like $5,000 or $6,000.
Fuck.
To do it.
Yeah.
And because I had to travel from Belfast, I couldn't really work while I was doing it. So I kind of had to give up my job that I was doing, which was sort of shitty labor, but like making a bit of money.
Yeah.
So I had to take out extra money to live off, you know, for that period. So I took out a $10,000 loan.
Now that's
which I'm still paying back.
Now that's like stressful. Like that's a big decision.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're talking about. These are life decisions. Like this is something like you don't just sit back and just be like, I'll take $10,000 loan. If it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Like I mean,
you're thinking as well. I've already taken like your fucking $14,000 or $15,000.
Yeah.
For your
undergrad.
Yeah. And you're like, I know for that I'll not have to pay it back until like tomorrow, This other loan, like, it comes out of my paycheck every month. It's like £250. Like.
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
And I had to go into that course knowing that I got, like, an 11-month freeze on it, so I didn't have to start paying until 11 months after I got the loan. Yeah. So basically, you could finish the course and, you know, ideally get a job to start paying it off. So obviously, I was shitting myself for the fucking 11 months, thinking, if I don't get a job right after finishing this,
I'm in serious debt. What am I going to do?
Pay this.
Now, that's stress.
Yeah.
That right there.
So that was the decision.
I don't ever remember you being very stressed around me. You must be a very calm person.
This is like what we're talking about. It's like you can make the decision. You're going, cool, yeah, I'm going to do this degree. Or I'm going to move to Spain for 7 months. And then it's like whenever you're like by yourself and you're kind of thinking like the logistics of it, you're like fuck, what if I can't afford this whenever all said and done? Like, you don't like sort of, what do you call that? Vocalize that. Or you don't like make that clear whenever you all you want to do is talk about I'm gonna do this new
I'm
course.
Gonna what you're go- yeah, yeah of course yeah
but yeah I had a couple of stressful moments over that but I worked out really well for me in the end. You know, I got a job. Like, I wasn't even finished my course when I got a job offer.
Yeah.
So it worked out perfectly for me, and I was able to start paying those things back away. And I've actually been able to start paying back more than the minimum payments. Try and get that thing fucking knocked out as soon as I can.
Oh yeah, absolutely,
because debt is an absolute bitch.
Yes, don't drop the C-bomb.
Nope,
D.
I didn't stop myself.
Nice.
But that's two pretty big decisions that I had to make in my life. But like really like not much else.
They're big though.
No, they're pretty big.
They're life decisions.
Yeah.
I think I fall into the same category as you there, D, with one of them, in that kind of the first decision I think I probably would have made whenever I was at high school was leaving. I seen all my friends going off to university and I was like, no, it's not for, because right up until the point that I got my results, it was like, I'm going to do media. I was doing like media and photography studies because I had to combine it with something. Mm-hmm. So it was like media and photography. That's what I was going for. That's what I got like the offer or whatever to do. And I got my results and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm done. I'm going to go find work. And then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to figure out what I want to do.
Well, not the reason that I went to uni is because everyone else was doing it.
Was it? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You see, that kind of killed me in a way too, because being with your friends for like being with you all through school, being with the other guys all through high school, right to that point, it was like, yeah, we're just going to continue on. We're going to go to uni, you know, we're going to have that uni experience together. Then it was like, no, we're not. Mm. Now, obviously, of course, I had Aisling as well at that point, and it was kind of like, well, does play a massive factor, obviously, in the decisions that you make. But it wasn't the be-all. Like, it was always whatever I wanted to do. Did I want to go to uni? I didn't. So I stopped. Decided throughout the summer, I was just going to sit down, have a think about it, what I wanted to do. It wasn't until, like August, July, late July, early August, I seen, like, an advertising for just to do a BTEC level 3 in our local, like, tech, our local college, to further it then with a foundation degree in sports and exercise science. And I was like, I like sport. I never seen me doing sport, but I might try this. I applied for it. I was like, I tell you what, the way I had it in my head was, if this works out, I'll get into it. And if not, so be it. I got into it. I did my 2 years. I loved it. And I ended up working in that field for years. Yeah. You know what I mean? Working in gyms, working as PT, qualified. Went and paid for all my courses and stuff to get qualified. Don't regret that for a second. Big life decision. And then made the decision like a year or two ago that was it. Until the only way I would ever go back into that field is if I was my own boss.
Yeah, on your own terms.
On my own terms, mm-hmm. That's it. I've seen enough of that industry to know that unless I'm my own boss, it's not going to happen. Not a chance. So that was a pretty big decision at that point. But I think probably the biggest one only came, like, for me, like, a couple of months ago. Well, not a month ago.
Yeah.
where I proposed.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just like, wow, at the time I didn't take it as a big decision. It was just that was ultimately something that was always going to happen.
Yeah, all right? Yeah.
So obviously I met Aisling in high school and went through like 8 years with her, and like when you know, you know.
You know.
You know, and like some people will be like, when you know, and that's it. Like that, straight away, we'll just jump into that. And I could have done that, and had that been the case, I probably would have been proposing to Aisling as soon as I left high school. You know, that kind of way. I fucking waited, D.
Yeah.
And Ryan, sorry. I keep saying D. I keep forgetting.
You're used to having just two people here. One person.
But boy, am I glad I waited. Because this is what we're talking about, life decisions. Because you don't realize how much you get to know a person in that 8 years or whatever. And I'm sure a lot of people who have been in any long-term relationship can tell you that you only find out a lot about the... To this day, I'm still finding out ridiculous things about Aisling. And I hope that continues for as long as possible, because that's great. But like, had I made the decision maybe to propose a lot earlier and to kind of say, yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you earlier, would it have worked out as well? Honestly, probably not. And I'll tell you for why. As it kind of goes on, you... Obviously, you're going to have arguments, you're going to have fights, you're going to see different sides to people that you've never seen, that you don't fully understand. And being obviously a lot younger then, it was kind of like, I'm not dealing with this, you know,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, it's kind of like the immaturity. And I'm not mature, you know, I still don't class myself anywhere near mature. No. I can be mature, and I think I would like... I have to plan a wedding. I guess that's going to test my maturity.
Yeah.
But
that's gonna be a real challenge against
that's
your maturity.
That's what I mean. Like, but until, like, you know, I could have dealt with those things a lot differently, or I would have dealt with those things a lot differently than I would now.
Yeah.
So I waited, and right up until I think we had our 7 year anniversary in February last year. And at that point, shortly before that, I kind of knew. I was like, I'm going to propose to her. I had it in my head. I kind of knew how. But I was like, but I have to give it one more year. I just have to give it another year just to see what happens. Not to see what happens. Not that like it was ever in my head, oh, we're going to break up. Or, you know, or that she could do something absolutely ridiculous that would make me, you know, not love her or something. That's probably that's never going to happen. Mm. But it's like, I just had to give it that year for me. So like that I could step back and just go, have I thought about this?
Yeah.
Have I considered all options to this? This is something, your life's going to change. Like that's it. Like gone are the days of, you know, being able to live at home and to say, oh yeah, I'm comfortable here. here come the bills, here come the mortgages, here come the, let's talk about having kids, let's talk about a wedding, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like, am I ready for this? It's like, oh, this is a big decision. So I took the extra year. I've told Ashley this, like, I could have proposed like a long time ago, and she was like, oh, I'm glad you didn't too, because it took, as stupid as it sounds, it took that final year to get to that point where it was like, yeah, this is it now.
If you had a year of kind of knowing your intentions, then you had a year essentially of being engaged without being engaged.
That's what I mean.
To kind of like think about it, like, if yeah. we were engaged.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, that's what she said to me actually like a day or two ago. She was like, how long did you have the ring for before you proposed? And I was like, I had the ring for like 9 months just sitting. And I had it and I keep looking at it and be like, this is it. This is going to happen. And I could have proposed at any time like that. But like you say there, I'm kind of just looking at it going, I'm engaged now. What's it like? You know, but everything bar her knowing. So she didn't know. to me, I've been engaged like a year. She's only been engaged like a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it takes that to kind of stand back and just go, right.
This was going
to
be like.
This is the way everything up here. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking big decision. Like, it's a decision to live with someone for the rest of your life. and a lot of people, that scares a lot of people. And some people think like, oh no, it's simple. Like, I know this person. Yeah. I'm going to go with this.
Some people throw it about even a bit too, what's the word? Like nonchalantly, like.
Oh yeah.
Just kind of like, marriage, whatever, big deal.
That's what I mean. I consider it a very big deal. Yeah. I consider it like probably the biggest deal. Bar having a child, because that's me having to care for someone more
just
than they care. Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Bar that, it's like the biggest decision I'll probably make in my life. So obviously it took a lot of thinking about that, and a lot of people will throw it about, and it's like you say there, it's like, oh, you know when you know that kind of thing. That may be, and I know a lot of people who've had that, oh, I know, and they're still waiting, and I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see that now. I can kind of see why. There's going to be so much shit that's going to come up that you're just going to be like, it's going to hit you like a fucking ton of bricks, and it'll be like, how you deal with that and how you overcome that and how you get through that, that's going to be whether, that's the test of whether you're supposed to be with this person or not, you know? It's like I said, the last year was just full of that, and was weighing up every fucking little stupid argument that we had throughout the year, and every argument before that going like, you know, why did I say this, and should I say this, and why are we doing stupid things like this, and can I go on, you know, doing stupid shit? And when you know, you know. And it came to the point, and I proposed, and it was the best decision of my life. Yeah. And now I couldn't be happier. We're planning a wedding, which is desperately going to test the maturity of us both, might I add, because she's desperately immature as well. But like, that's what I mean. You can't be hasty. You know?
No.
Don't be hasty, Master Hobbit. You know what I mean? You know,
ultimate advice.
But with everything, like that's probably the biggest decision of my life. But people tend to think that it's like the biggest decisions have to just be this like big full blown out there decision, like I'm buying this house straight off the bat, or I'm moving away to work in this job, or I'm going to do this. A lot of the time, the biggest decisions we make are the smallest decisions, and it's just all the little ones added up to that makes that big grand thing at the end. That's the big thing, like it's the little decisions that you make every single day. Like for example, we're still going with SD.
Yeah,
we're still sitting here talking
shade.
Yeah, shade. Near
this is the first serious talk we've had in this podcast.
This is the first serious talk I think me and you have had in like a year, like between us in like a year.
Probably.
But we're still going. We made that decision to keep going.
And we'll continue to make it.
Yeah.
Most weeks.
There's plenty of those times when you're kind of feeling like, no, I'm just gonna pack this in, or
it's even the decision, like, because we do a podcast every week, and like, sometimes it's fucking difficult and awkward to get one done.
Yeah.
Just doesn't suit.
Nope.
And it'll be easy to go, like, we'll just skip this week.
Yep.
We very rarely do that. And when we do that, we kind of have to make up for it in the following episode.
But even more so now for you, like, you live in Belfast now.
Mm.
To come the whole way to here to Killigola to try to get this podcast on each and every.
I didn't know this place called Killigola.
This stretch of road is called Killigola.
That's we're no longer going as in we're the studio's in Blaney. It's now in Killigola.
It's in Killigola, yeah.
And we're fucking recognizable part of Blaney Limited.
But yeah.
We just doxed ourselves.
Why? Because people know.
Know where we are now.
Let them know.
Shit.
You're never going to find the studio.
Do you hear that?
Is there people out there?
They're fucking here, Chris.
But like, that's what I mean. Like, we make that decision each and every day, or each and every week, to come here to get this done.
Yep.
That's a decision. It's not a major life decision, but yeah. It's a small decision that'll ultimately equate to the bigger grand scheme of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
I thought, like, sit here talking all that, there's probably people watching going, just talking a load of shit, like, you know, but it's not.
You may be right, but yeah, I think there's something more to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, it is.
I think it's real talk.
I think as well, another big decision that I made that I can, the advice that I can kind of take away as well, and that I have carried since, is that always speak up for, if you're not happy with something, if you don't believe in something, or, now I'm not saying like go protesting and shit like that, but
if you want to go protesting, though,
you could go protesting, absolutely. Speak up though. If you don't like something, you don't like how things are being done or things are being managed, just fucking don't be the sheep that just follows.
Funny enough, I was talking to a person today in work who I knew from where I work now. He used to work with us as well, but he left very shortly after he started. I was talking to him today about it because just didn't like the attitude, the way he's been treated there.
Yep.
And he's one of the few people who left, like, you know, you have a probation thing.
Yeah.
You know, he was one of the very few people who chose to leave within that, like, yeah, himself. You know, he was free to leave at that point because he hadn't been there for like 2 months or something. And I was talking to him today and he was like, yeah, best decision ever made. And I thought at the time that was a whimsical thing to do. That was kind of like, oh, I'm fed up, I'm away, blah, blah. But he was like, no, like literally 5 days later, I got my job in my next place, which was so much better, better atmosphere, better people. And I was just like, yeah, there you go. Like, he just didn't take it anymore, like, because there was some fucking dickheadery going on there. Like,
oh, absolutely, yeah. No, speak up. Like, go do what, be selfish, you know, let, you know, do what's right for you kind of thing, you know what? I keep a very close circle of friends as well. I would always keep it that way. You know, you kind of know who your friends are, stick to that, you know, because that's going to benefit you more than anything, I think. And that's another decision that you have to make, who your friends are and who the snakes, like D.
Snakes.
Look at him. Snaking off there.
Oh! I didn't know where I sat that. If you look, if you're watching, you can go scrub back in the podcast. You can see me looking all around with a fucking pen. Stuck it in the fucking mic like a balax.
I'll always keep a very close circle of friends for that reason. Just that you know who you know where your loyalties lie.
Yeah. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer.
Further away.
That probably makes more sense your way, actually.
That, yeah, 100%. Why would you keep your enemies closer?
Yeah.
That is stupid. It's a fucking ridiculous thing to say. Like,
get out.
Yeah.
Just get out.
Sorry, I read it somewhere. I thought it sounded clever.
Have we any more kind of decisions or anything we want to add to that? Not even so much decisions, but even just general thoughts and the discussion we've kind of had here tonight. I know, obviously, it's kind of hard to replicate what we'd actually be talking about if, like, the camera wasn't here and the lights weren't on, we weren't all holding mics and shit like that.
So we're sitting here in the dark.
You know what I mean, though?
I know.
Like, if we came up here just with a couple of pizzas and sat down and just had a talk, how many times have we been saying, like, we kind of just sit and turn around and be like, that's the thing we should have been recording right there.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's different. It's different.
Oh, it's totally different. Like, different. Very aware there's a camera there right now.
Very aware.
And a man standing behind it.
Although we've done well over the last fucking 40 weeks to pretend that there's not. So
yeah,
I think we're getting better at it. Yeah.
Sometimes we even forget to switch the damn thing on.
It's happened twice, D.
Yeah, it has happened twice.
Anything you want to add? Anything? No?
Yeah, it's tough to sort of... We're talking about very big things.
There are big things. Yeah. I've made some bad decisions in my life, too.
I know.
I'm trying to think of one.
There's bad guys.
Huh?
What?
This podcast?
No, I didn't say that.
You did say that.
No, I don't think so.
I hate you.
You're pretty far away, Chris. I think you're
fucking
things.
Snake. Not speaking up sooner. Keeping a wide circle of friends. Not proposing. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of bad decisions, but like, you learn from them ultimately, don't you?
Yeah.
Definitely do.
Oh, there's some great quotes out there, and I can't think of any of them right now.
I used to love your demotivational quote every week, and now you've give up on that. Again, a decision that he made.
Do tomorrow.
There we go. Perfect.
There's something about like failure. There's loads of quotes about failure and how it's just like
inevitable.
It's not failure. It's you're learning something every time. You learn a lot more from failure.
Oh, these are actual motivational.
Oh, these are genuine.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
I always like those ones about, you know, like, success is just the amount of times you failed until you got it right. You know, yeah. It's never about just winning and being the best. It's always about the struggles you got to get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to make the mistakes to learn.
Yeah.
Before you succeed, you have to fail first.
That's it.
We are full of it tonight. We're like a fucking meme page right
Why
here.
Why do we fall, Master Bros?
So we can learn to pick ourselves up.
Why are we? I can't do a Michael Caine. I thought I could in that moment.
She's 15. That's salad fingers. I like rusty spoons.
That's an old YouTube video.
That's an old, yeah, that's probably one of the first I would have seen. And my hands are bananas. Do you remember that?
No.
Like the German guy? It's like, my hands are bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? No.
I do know.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
That was from last podcast, that topic. Yeah. So.
Sometime, hopefully, we will get to the point where we come up, we switch the camera on, we forget about it, and we just sit here and talk, and we'll take the best bits from that. But until that, you're just going to have to put up with what we deem to be the biggest life decisions that we have made or are making. Normally, we ask you to get in contact with us and let us know, you know, your thoughts and opinions on this. This time, I think, is an exception, because we don't want you to go plaster your life decisions all over the place. Hit that thumbs up, though. We're eternally grateful. Hit that thumbs up. We are eternally grateful of that.
If you like what we're talking about.
If you like what we're talking about, obviously.
Bitch your topic, bro.
So concludes that one, I think, for now.
Yeah.
We'll probably touch on it again at some point. What do we normally do after our topic? We have the Noah's Ark of food.
Yeah, Noah's Ark.
Is this the final week? Part of me feels like we should have went out with a fucking bang. I thought we were going to film ourselves on an ark.
We were going to do all that. But technically,
this Home of the Empty Promise.
No, wait, but we said 10 weeks, right? So this is the 10th week. Of gathering food.
Yeah.
So maybe the flood comes next week.
True. Actually, yeah. That it'll give us a lot of time because this doesn't go up to Monday. Mm-hmm. We're not going to see each other to that.
But we're recording Saturday, the next one.
Oh, yeah, true.
We'll be ready for Saturday.
Yeah.
So we have to build an ark by Saturday.
Easy.
Easy stuff.
Need an ark? I know a guy. Anyway, enough of the awful puns for tonight.
Don't go, Ryan.
Do you want to do the final week of Noah's Ark of food?
Yeah, I think we should let Ryan throw one on.
Yeah, okay.
We should let Ryan throw both of them on.
There's four of them. We'll do one each and he does two.
Perfect. Do you know what the Noah's Ark of food is? We're pretending that there's a flood coming and we have to load up an ark with food that we want to save.
Yeah.
If you don't save the food, Ryan, it gets washed away forever.
These are the only meals. We're putting four on a week for 10 weeks. There's 40 meals that will only ever exist from now on.
Ever.
Eternity.
Yeah. Forever. And you have to be as specific as you can. So, like, if you want to turn around and say chocolate, you got to tell me I want dairy milk chocolate, or I want dairy milk fruit and nut chocolate, or
I'm on the spot now.
Yeah,
We put some shit in, like, so don't feel under too much pressure.
Have I put Pepsi Max in? Think I have.
I think you have, yeah, because I remember it's one that we both wanted. Yeah,
good move.
And I have Dr. Pepper.
Smooth move, Hoover. None of us have put alcohol in.
That's a fair point.
I was thinking there like at the weekend. I was like a barrel of wine.
A barrel of wine.
It's probably like the state out the thought process I was in at the time. It's like I'd love a barrel of wine.
A cask of wine.
What's a cask?
I haven't a clue, but it sounds right.
A cask is a cask, not what a no. It's a husk. What a coconut comes in.
Didn't know that.
There you go. There you go.
We call it a coconut shell.
No, the husk is like the hairy bit around the coconut.
Oh. The sack.
Yeah, I didn't want to lower the tone.
The hairy sack around the coconut.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it today.
Whiskey would be a good alcohol to put in. Do you drink whiskey?
Of course I drink whiskey. What whiskey do you like?
Only whiskey for eternity?
I like, there's a scotch called MacArthur. MacArthur. I bought it and we tried it at my house.
It's not the one from Loss, is it?
No, that's... That is
Mac something, I know.
Is it?
Or is it Lagavulin?
There's a lot of Scottish scotches out there.
Scotches.
No, that's I can't think of it now. It's a red label.
Yeah.
It has a number on it.
Uh-huh.
Probably one of the lost numbers.
A year probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. Are we doing? I don't know.
I can't think of any foods now, D. I think of most of the foods I put
full.
Did I put on spaghetti bolognese there recently?
Last week, yeah.
Oh, thank God. Keep thinking about these things.
You actually put in pasta bolognese, but I think, yeah. And I even asked you what type of pasta. And I was like, do you want penne pasta?
A few. Then you went, Bennett.
I've always loved you, Bennett.
Not Penny's boot. All right, we have got right. We've got to get food down in this bad boy.
Ryan, you got any food there? Because we're kind of. I'm not gonna lie to you. We're kind of biding for time here.
Fuck.
Got to be something, Ryan, that you just love.
What do you want to eat right now?
G Fuel. You like that shit? Put it on it. Although, do you really want it? No.
Vanilla Coke.
Oh,
it's a pretty good one.
It's a great
sugar
shit.
Free.
Yeah, vanilla Coke.
Beautiful.
Okay,
there you go.
Vanilla Coke. Vanilla Coke's going in the arc.
Vanilla Coke and an unlimited supply of McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Just the cheeseburger?
No, that's a pretty good shout, actually. Because whenever I always say, like, whenever we always put something on this, I always forget that it's an unlimited supply. And he just said an unlimited supply, and I was like, that would be fantastic.
With bacon.
Oh.
Now you're just being raunchy.
So,
make them double cheeseburgers.
Oh, hell.
Bacon double cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. With no gherkins.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, damn it.
I like gherkins.
Well, I can take them or leave them.
You can.
Can you pick them off, Ren?
Huh?
Can you pick them off?
Like, I'll eat them, like, but like,
they keep them on it.
Rather,
because we're on the boat too.
Would it be okay if we keep them and you just pick them off?
Of course you can.
Brilliant.
What a trooper. Bacon double cheese burger.
So what I'm thinking as well is it's only me, you, Ryan, and Sinker on this raft at the minute.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's definitely gonna be an arc. We're gonna really build it up.
I honestly don't. It's dragging. I can't think of anything.
Lindor chocolate.
Ryan, why are you full of great ideas? That's absolutely outstanding. Oh, how did I not think of that? I don't want it.
Well, have we got chocolate on it?
Yeah, we have milk chocolate on it.
Oh, yeah, it went really generic. Yeah,
Tesco
own.
Oh, fuck. Even the thought?
What?
Just it has to be Tesco because we weren't specific. Whatever God is providing us.
I would go Dairy Milk if I had to go milk chocolate, though.
Dairy Milk.
Would you go Dairy Milk over Galaxy?
Yep. Yeah.
Galaxy is just...
It's sickening.
Yeah. It's next sickening. For the first couple of bites.
Right? Right?
And it gets sickening.
Yeah. What about Galaxy Caramel?
Yeah, that's fine.
Similar.
Again, so I need it in lesser quantities of Galaxy.
Too much caramel is just a problem.
Have you tried the salted caramel one?
No.
Tastes the exact same.
I'm trying it.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking today, you know juicy strawberries?
Yeah. A lot of the Euro ones recently have been sweets.
I've got a sweet tooth.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to cut down my sugar intake.
You know what
Chris?
They say? Sweet tooth, warm heart.
Did they say that?
No. Cold hands, warm heart.
They should say that. Okay. So, can we put in the sour ones of the cherries?
We're gonna put cherries. Oh, I wasn't going with cherries. I was just saying. I want Ben and Jerry's.
You already have it in.
Do I?
You have a Ben and Jerry's in, yeah.
Oh, I have chocolate fudge brownie.
Yeah.
I don't even want that one anymore.
You see, Chris, you have to think of the consequences.
It's so hard.
Of your decisions.
It's so hard. I can't think of what I want.
This is a perfect example of what we were talking about earlier. These are the big decisions. You know, this is what we spent hours thinking about. What we're putting on a hypothetical raft for a hypothetical flood.
I can think of one other like sweet food I want on it, but I kind of want more of like real food.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna bank on you putting on real food, and I'm gonna go with the sweet food.
Okay, cool.
Hershey's cookies and cream, king size. I enjoy it. It's a change.
Cookie.
I like it. I very much enjoy that bar, actually. Although I normally eat one and I'm like, ooh. So an unlimited supply. I mean, we can melt it down and feed it to the animals.
What animals? Where are there animals?
On the ark.
Oh, that's fucked. All right, so I need to put a nice wholesome meal on this.
Well, you better.
Oh, I might just go for the most... Oh, like...
Stew.
Yeah.
Don't.
How did you know I was thinking of stew?
It's like, one mindy. I've been with
Fucking
you long
hell.
Enough. I don't really eat stew.
I know, but I just want something where you come stew. Home and, like...
You come
there's
home.
There's just dinner on the table.
So when you come home onto the ark, I have to have a stew made for you.
No, but this is... I want to be reminded of when I used to go home.
Oh, yeah, because your phone's flooded. Your phone? Your home's flooded. Everyone's dead.
Fuck.
Well, they are.
They are. But yeah, like, what's that meal that you just come home to and it's just sitting there? It's been maybe been there for a day or whatever, and your mom's just like, "Oh, you can just heat that up," and you're like, "I'm just so grateful for food right now." What? No one else does that.
Eggs Benedict.
Fuck off.
I always just get home. My mom's like, "There it is. Go heat it up. Holiday sauce in the fridge."
Caviar.
Oh.
You ever had caviar?
I have had caviar.
Is it nice?
I have had caviar. I had it on the Titanic platter, fish platter I had in Donegal.
And was it nice?
It's okay.
I'm literally probably just going to say that on the Titanic.
It's been 84 years. I've had caviar. I've also had lobster. I would go for lobster over caviar.
Fuck, Chris. I need it. Okay, right. What are we doing here?
Wait, so we have chips.
Roast beef.
We have
turkey and ham. You need turkey and ham dinner every Sunday.
A turkey Christmas dinner.
Every single Sunday.
That's it. No, Christmas dinner is
Christmas
in.
Dinner, yep.
Every Sunday, turkey and ham.
Fucking right, yeah.
We have roast beef in our house.
We have roast beef.
Well,
in our
we
house.
Don't have it every week, but like, it switches. It switches up.
I like roast beef, but it gets a bit bland after a while.
You need turkey and ham every so often, but that's like a treat.
Yeah, every so often, yeah.
We have turkey and ham at Easter, at Thanksgiving, and at Christmas.
You celebrate Thanksgiving?
We celebrated Thanksgiving for the first time last November. I booked it off work and everything. Fucking terrific. Swear to God.
That's incredible. That's
right, we had a monster of a platter of food. We had like macaroni and cheese. We had cream potatoes. We had turkey, ham. We had like two or three different types of stuffing. We had pies. We had everything. We just went the whole hog for it. It was the last meal before we moved out of our old house.
Ah, okay. Right.
Fantastic.
I was just wondering why you randomly just decided on Thanksgiving.
Because I talked to a guy that I work with and he celebrates Thanksgiving because he's originally from America and he put me in the mood for it the week beforehand. He was like, yeah, we're going to have like yams. I was like, I want yams.
Yams. So Christmas dinner, are we assuming for this? We're just assuming the whole dish.
Turkey, ham, roasty stuffing, veg, cauliflower cheese,
Brussels sprouts,
gravy, roasties. Did I say roasties?
You did, yeah.
Just
a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
It's very self-explanatory.
I think, can Christmas dinner be our own preference of Christmas dinner? Like if you say Christmas dinner, is it yours?
I think because this is the last week.
Yeah.
I think we'll allow it.
Excellent choice.
Josh McCall, we're going to allow it.
Excellent.
Oh, I'd really love a Christmas dinner right now.
But you could only eat it on Christmas Day.
No,
Sundays.
Bullshit. Sundays.
Right. There, we made a nice compromise. Whatever Brilliant. Christmas dinner is personal to you on a Sunday only.
Excellent. I will look forward to my Sunday Christmas dinner every Sunday.
I really hope I'm having something like that this Sunday. Anyway.
Me too.
That is the Noah's Ark of food concluded.
Oh.
I have looked at this. I'm sealing the fucking book page.
That's it. If you have kept up with this podcast so far, because I know that was a chore there for the last 10 minutes. And if you have kept up, more importantly, with the Noah's Ark of food, you will be glad to know that the Ark is set seal and we have on board this whole list of food.
No. I'm not ready for that. We're doing that next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we're going to do the refacts and all next week.
Find out next week what we have.
Yeah.
We have
or
a new
just go back through the last 10 episodes.
We may have a new segment next week. If you have any ideas for a new segment we could do instead of the Noah's Ark of food, let us know.
I want to do the thing I said earlier.
We have a good one. Keep that. I think we're probably going to run with that for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Guys, closing thoughts on this week's podcast. I was going to reach for your phone there, Ryan. They look so similar, only mine's better.
Oh, mine's just like smashed into pieces.
Got frustrated playing PUBG?
Normally I like
maybe.
What do you got, Chris? You got some closing thoughts for us? You gonna close this bitch up?
There are about twice as many nipples on Earth as there are people.
Sounds about right.
That's about right indeed.
Then another one. We on average everybody has about half a boob or one boob.
Yeah.
Half a penis.
Is there the same ratio of women to men?
Pretty much.
Is there?
50-50. Are you talking about men having boobs?
Do you think is there more men or women on the planet right now?
It's going to be marginal, whatever it is. Probably more men because China.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, no, they have like a lot of male sons because that's all they want.
Yeah, because they just get rid of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But that's for a different podcast.
That's the story for another day.
Actually, yeah. It could have fell right in with life choices.
So on average, everyone has one boob and half a penis.
Yeah.
One testicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was about to say, and 2 ears, but everyone has 2 ears already.
Yeah.
So.
No closing thoughts from me this week, other than I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who has been contributing, is that right? Contributing.
Yeah. Contributing.
It just it sounded like I missed a B.
Contributing,
listening, watching, sharing, liking, commenting. The rain's back, so I'm going to keep this really, really quick. Thank you to everybody. It's been immensely pleasurable this evening.
It has.
Nailed it.
Remember, you can find this podcast and all our previous podcasts over at youtube.com to search for XFit Gaming, or you can take us with you on the go if YouTube is not your thing. You can take us with you wherever you may be in work, in the car, in the bath, in the shower, in bed. I listened to a podcast in bed last night, D.
Yeah.
Falling asleep. I listened to it. It's obvious.
Is it good?
It was terrific.
Good. Did it lull you to sleep or did it keep you going? Did you want to listen on to the very
I
end?
Wanted to listen on, but eventually it lulled me over. I think I was just so tired anyway. The only thing I will say, it's obvious, is I'm disappointed there was no video this week. Even though I listen to your podcast, I like to know there's a video if I want it.
Yeah, that's I one
thing.
Watch it,
that's one thing, rest assured, you will always get with the XI Gaming Podcast.
Apart
both
from
video.
We forgot to switch on the camera.
And audio. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have Dale Byrne on the next podcast. He's here to talk about his powerlifting meet that he has on the same day as the podcast. Now, that's a fucking busy schedule. Here to talk about all things fitness, about him cleaning up in Fortnite, and about all things Blaney.
Blaney. And Killagola.
And Killagola.
This is where I learned we are.
Thank you, everybody, for your comments, likes, and all that. I just said all that. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Any closing thoughts?
I'm going to try and throw this M&M in my mouth.
Do it. Do it right now. Do it.
Ah!
Oh, we caught it. Yeah. See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.